My name's Sheena Ramsey. I've lived in Carrydale all my life, born and bred. Growing up in the village was very tricky at some times, but wonderful place to live. It was very peaceful, and there were lots of families at that time in the village when I was young. And one thing I do remember is we had good weather. The weather was always sunny in the summer. We could go to the beach any day we wanted. The school was at the other end of the village, so that meant we had to walk to school. After a while, they provided transport, and the transport was a brake. We called it the brake. And it was always a grey van or a white van that Omans had, and we could travel backwards and forwards in that latterly. We tended to go to the woods to play, a crowd of us, and we'd play. The girls would play at wee houses, and the boys would play cowboys and Indians. Sometimes the boys would wreck our wee houses, but sometimes we managed to keep them hidden in a certain bit of the wood. A lot of the where we did play was where the school is built now, because that was a wood that we always went to. And also up there, there was a swing park. Well, it had four swings on it. That was about as much as we had. We had a badminton club in the village hall, and that was for the juniors. There was two little cups. There were tiny little cups that the girls and the boys, there was a boys' cup and a girls' cup. And we went to badminton once a week, and that was where we did most of our evening fun. And we also had a youth club, which was run by the church and some volunteers. That was a different ball game. It was on a Friday night, and was mostly games with a little bit of religion in amongst it. But usually it was games and fun. We had outings from the youth club, and one of the main outings was to Ibrox, to the football. Whether you were a Rangers supporter or not, you went on the bus. The bus was always full. And in that time, it was the time of Colin Steen. And when we were there, he scored three goals and was sent off. So that was a bit of an accomplished day out for us. As usual, the Rangers supporters were excited, especially one in particular, Nini, who's no longer with us. Another outing that we had, we went to Glenshee. It was to a Christian home, and it was bunks. And we all mixed, the boys and the girls separated, went in, and we had our separate areas for bunks, and we were there to learn to ski. Now, coming from Carrydale, that was a big thing, learning to ski. I never got past the front door hardly. I could hardly stay on the skis. I hated it. But some of them, believe it or not, ended up high in the hill and managed to ski down and really enjoyed it. And it was a very, very entertaining and good weekend for everybody. In my teens, we used to go out in the fishing boats when we were going out to the herring. But there was one thing you never, ever did when you went out to the herring in the boats. You never went to sleep in a bunk, because if you went to sleep, somebody would blacken your face. But it was always great fun. And when we came into the pier in the morning, it would be about 4 or 5 in the morning, and you'd walk up the road home, and as you got nearer the baker's shop, you could smell the rolls baking. And you always were allowed to get into the baker's shop and get the rolls and bring them home at that time, before you went and had a hot roll before you went to your bed. We had lots of tea rooms at this time in the Carrydale. There was the bungalow tea room, which I worked in when I was in my early teens. And it was on a Friday. It had the Clydesdale Bank in it. So if you wanted any banking, you came to the bungalow tea room on a Friday. And with my first wages, my first year that I was working there, with my wages, I bought a Singer sewing machine. And it worked for many years and is still working today. And I've still got it. And then I used to make curtains and clothes and things, but now I'm afraid it's the very bare necessities it's used for. there was the Loch Park Tea Room, that was better known as Dick's, and it had a jukebox in it. So that was a big draw to everybody. And it all, one thing I remember about it was the seven-seater big couch that used to sit in the corner. And I'm sure many people will remember that as well. Port Craddock Stores, they also had a tea room, and you could sit in there and have your cup or an ice drink or ice cream and watch the boats going out. Donald Campbell's shop and tea room, latterly what was the Glen, I worked there as well, used to be packed every night with high teas followed by dinners. Lastly, one can't forget the paper shop. There was Lulla's paper shop, then latterly Omen's, and where you could get absolutely anything. The village hall in these days, you could go to the pictures. Not, as we would say, Campbell Picture House, it's just all fancy, or the cinemas, they call it nowadays. We just went to the village hall to the pictures, and twice a week you could see a picture in the hall, shown mostly black and white. And that also in the village hall, there was dances then. They were weekly with a jukebox. Well, it was actually just records, somebody playing records. And it was always well attended. And that was where I had my first date with Matthew in August in 73. Like others in the village, I left home and I went to York Hill. Enjoyed life as a student, seeing the other side of life, but fell in love and came back home to make my life. We got married in June 1975. Matthew and I then opened Portnastorm Snack Bar in the summer of 75, and that was the local fish and chip shop. We had the tea room with cakes and home baking, teas and coffees, and we had the fish and chip carry out and or sitting down. There was fish and chips, and scampi and chips, clams and chips, and whatever else we provided. There was soups as well, chicken. So we really did our best for 3 years. But after 3 years, we saw that the village was getting a bit quieter in the summer. There wasn't the same amount of visitors coming about. So we decided to call it a day while we were still ahead. And believe it or not, we knocked down Portnastorm Snack Bar and built the house which we're in now. We built the house in 1978, having had two daughters. And Matthew went back to the fishing. And it was a poor time. There was no income because we didn't know what the fishing was at bad at that time. So we didn't know where our next meal was coming from. And had to move forward. Matthew got a job with the Fishery Protection Boats, and at the same time I got a job cleaning in the school. So things were beginning to look up, and we could then see where our next meal was coming from. And after about 6 months, I got a job in the kitchen, and I was there for 31 years. First of all, I was the assistant, and then I got the job of, at that time, they called it catering manager, but to this day, it was always a dinner lady. Once a dinner lady, always a dinner lady. And in the school, when we moved to the new school, things, you know, we got the lovely new kitchen, so everything was new, and it was all different. But then the school was busy. There was about 72 in the school, whereas now there's only under 20, which is quite sad. But we did things in the school that involved the community. We had Christmas dinner where the community were asked in for Christmas dinner, and it was always a big success. We did Burns suppers when people came, and the children did all the speeches and bagpipes and everything for a Burns supper. We did charity lunches where it was like a soup and sandwich lunch for charity. We did Meals and Wheels. We had Meals and Wheels for a long number of years, and it's really only in about the last 5 years or so that the Meals and Wheels stopped, because there wasn't the people and they're taking them. And it was just something that dwindled away. So apart from that, in the school, you know, it was my life really. When I was in the other school, in the old school, I used to cycle every day to the school because we didn't have a car. But then when we moved to the new school, I could just walk across the road, so it was great. The church takes up a lot of my time now. I was baptised in the local church, married in the local church, and now between Matthew and I, we're session clerk to the local church. So I arrange a flower calendar, do different things for the church now that I didn't do when I was working, but now it's something else, a different road forward. The village to me has changed so much in the way it is, because the village used to be busy, lots of people. It's much quieter and it's mainly an older community. And when our girls were small, there was lots of children in the village. Lots of them travelled up and down to school in the bus, whereas now, you know, there's very few. And that I find sad, that the village is like that. But I would like to see more families coming into the village. And that, you know, would bring more children to the school and more life about the village. But as I say, Carriedale's been where I've lived all our life and don't really know anything better.